Welcome to American Godcast. Woo!
It's a podcast where we are gods, vengeful gods, who also review television.
Yep.
I feel like you did that one before, Pete. I'm sorry. By the way, I'm Alex.
I'm Justin.
And I'm Pete.
Yeah, and Pete has this bit where he doesn't play into the fact that we're gods, but I think you did the yup before. That's all. I mean, one of the things that gods never do is they don't repeat themselves. Like, if the first time...
Yeah, I'm clearly not a god.
You're a repetitive god. You're the god of repetition.
Yeah, you're the god of repetition.
Oh, great.
You're the god of repetition.
The god of repetition.
I feel like you guys are.
Are we... Are we? Yep. We might be. Speaking of repetition, we probably should talk about this up front, but due to the wrath of God, this is actually the second time we're recording this episode talking about the Mad Sweeney-focused episode of American Gods. We had some audio issues. You guys didn't need to know this, but I think we got pretty deep about religion, and I feel like the gods did not approve of what we were talking about the first time we recorded it.
I would like to talk about Zelvin's mic is the only mic that worked, so I guess...
if you guys would like to hear a really fascinating conversation about religion where you can only hear me and then vaguely hear Justin and Pete in the background, let us know. Maybe we should release that to our Patreon backers or something. What do you guys think?
That's a great idea. Honestly, Alex, that's the podcast you've wanted to do for years. Hearing you and us vaguely in the background.
Yeah. Isn't that what we've been doing?
Yeah,
oh,
you're right. Oh, man.
Oh, jeez. All right. Well,
once again, you're the chosen one.
I am of the chosen people, so there you go. Does that ever bother you guys that the Jewish people are the chosen people and you guys aren't chosen?
I think the season finale of American Gods is going to really get to the bottom of that.
Yeah, are they? It's going to be like crazy anti-Semitic.
Yeah, it's going to be a real...
Fingers
all
crossed.
To action.
Well, let's get in and talk about this episode. So for those of you who are just getting caught up with American Gods, what do you need to know? I think you basically need to know that gods are real. They exist in America. You figure that out from the title. But there's also some sundry other characters that are traveling along on the road around these gods. One of them is a guy who claims to be a leprechaun who everybody calls Mad Sweeney, and he has a habit of picking coins out of the air, which he says belong to the king. One of those coins was given accidentally to a guy named Shadow Moon, who then took it, threw it on the grave of his dead wife, Laura. It sunk into her chest, brought her back into life, and now she's not exactly alive, not exactly dead. Basically, she's rotting from the inside out, but still wandering around. Mad Sweeney has promised that he will take her to somebody who can fully resurrect her, and in exchange, she needs to give him the coin back. Now, they've met up with a cab driver named Salim. Is that's the right name?
Yeah.
Yes. Sure.
Yeah, Salim, who once fucked a djinn.
Yeah.
There you go.
I mean, there's more to that character than that, but geez, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he basically...
I mean, that's his claim to fame. At a party, he's going to be like, I fucked a djinn.
Yep. He certainly rubbed that one quite a bit.
Oh, man.
Cool.
Oh, man. Wow.
Well, that's how
He fucks a lot of different, like, genies, djinns, a lot of, like, lamp-based. That's his, like, type.
Here's the thing, is if you want to get wishes, you got to fuck those lamps.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's how it works.
No, pretty sure it doesn't work that way.
I'm sorry, have you not seen a little movie called Aladdin?
Yeah,
yeah, I don't remember that part.
Yeah, okay.
Sir Aladdin, sir, fuck the lamp and get some wishes.
Let's talk about this. They had a guy go deep inside the Cave of Wonders in order to pop out a genie. I mean, yep. Come on.
Aladdin's a classic lamp fucker.
Oh, my God. Anyways, this episode is about Laura again. Yay, more Laura.
Well, she's your favorite character, Pete. Do you want to talk about what you love about her so much?
Well, what's nice is she's a character who's dead inside when she was living, so it's nice to see that she's keeping this continuity. Even though she is dead and rotting, she is still dead inside. And, you know, Shadow Moon is her light. And she believes, now all of a sudden she might believe in love for real this time. So we'll see what happens with her. I'm hoping like she gets, you know, animated, or she gets like brought back to life, and then Todd Sweeney there just kills her right away and takes that.
Todd Sweeney?
Mad Sweeney, sorry.
Right. You just reversed Sweeney Todd. I think that's what you
Sweeney
did.
Sweeney Todd, yeah, yep.
That's what it is. Okay. All this musical talk.
Yeah, it really messes with you.
So it's interesting that you said this episode was about Laura, because it plays with the backstory of, by the way, at a very weird coincidence, there is a bagpipe band wandering past my window right now while we're about to talk about Mad Sweeney.
Wow. That's amazing. See, that's the kind of stuff that...
You are the chosen one.
You're the chosen one. there's nothing more Jewish than the bagpipe.
Oh, man, I can kind of hear it. Oh, not anymore.
No? Okay, all right. Well, anyway, that's neither here nor there. I guess over Skype through headphones, sometimes you can't hear a bagpipe. We'll edit in post. Don't worry about it. So this episode is about Mad Sweeney, I think, more than Laura. I mean, stuff happens with Laura, but it's really focused on him. All we've really known him as is a guy who gets into bar fights. We know he wants his coin back. We know he looked down Laura's throat in order to see it inside of her stomach, his magic coin. But we haven't known much else. The neat thing that happens in this episode, most of the episodes of the show have been framed with a somewhere in America or some sort of tale looking back at gods that have been told, or probably told, by Mr. Jaquel, who is the partner of Anubis. They run a mortuary together. They helped fix up Laura a couple of episodes back. And here we get a little bit of a riff on that. I thought the beginning was really fun, because we start to get deep into that somewhere in America story, and then Mr. Jaquel keeps getting interrupted. I enjoyed that bit a lot.
Yeah, I actually think this was one of my favorite episodes of the series. So
really?
Oh my God.
Come on, dude.
Why is that?
Because I love the way that we're floating between these two stories. This is what I feel like the show is doing its best. Because it's, you know, American Gods is a novel. So it's
the main characters weren't even in this episode, dude.
Well, that's the beauty of it. Like, it's a novel. That's the whole source material for this whole series. And they're letting these stories really breathe, and we're getting to dive into little vignettes and all that. And I think that's amazing. Like you know, Game of Thrones. That's another television show. And
random television shows. Woohoo!
That's based on the series.
It's
not random shit.
Brooklyn 99. Woohoo!
I got to say, this is a lot like Brooklyn 99 in that they follow a couple characters on separate journeys.
Yep. Right. Not to blow up your spot or anything, Justin, but the reason they did this is Ian McShay was like, I'm not coming into work this week. No thanks. I'm out of here.
Killer McShay.
Yeah. Actually, I think I was doing my Jack Palance Batman voice. That was really not good either way.
Yeah.
You're my number one guy.
So anyway, this episode, we get to Mad Sweeney's story and Laura's story. I love jumping in between them. The music was great. They make these weird – Brian Fuller makes these weird choices with the music that I think add so much to it. And I love like the sort of themes for Mad Sweeney from his past and his present, where he's like – always helping people. Like, the fairy folk traditionally are known for helping, but also being dangerous to humans. And Mad Sweeney is just that. The woman who worshipped him and left bread out for him throughout her whole life in the backstory, he both helped her and hurt her when she wasn't praying to him and worshipping him. And at the end of the episode, he comes to take her life and saying she's excited to see him.
Not like he's taking her life. Her life is over, and he's like helping her move on. It's not like he's killing her.
Yeah.
Also, did you say fairy folk?
Yeah, fairy folk.
Wow, that's interesting.
That's what they are.
That's what it's called.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah. Generally, I feel like it's more an English mythology and Irish mythology, like you're suggesting, Justin. But
say like? Dragon folk?
No, it's like the Staten Island fairy. Same thing.
No.
People that live on the ferry.
Yeah, people who
they can help you and they can hurt you. Staten Island ferry folk, they're dangerous, but they're also helpful.
Yeah. That's true.
Ferries, centaurs, just anything. You've seen Midsummer Night's Dream or anything like that, right, Pete?
Yep.
Yeah, so the ferry folk, the folks, you know, folks. I don't know how to describe this better. I'm still very distracted by this bagpipe band that went conveniently by at the same time. So just to give you guys, I mean, you talked through this a little bit, Justin, but the large majority of this episode is following a woman who we have not met before and most likely will not see since. And it's really, it was a very interesting move to do this. Overall, I like the episode, but all right, we're very well aware of what you think, Pete, and we'll get to it more fully in a second, I'm sure. But the thing that weirded me out a little bit just with the structure of the season is we have 8 episodes. We already had a off-the-main-plot episode when we focused on Laura with Gitgon, and I thought that was great. But to have 2 episodes like that in 8 hours was a little weird to me, just in terms of the structure of the season. That's something that I would love to see more once every season versus twice in a season. But maybe that's just me.
I think this show's different. I think this show is all about that, so we're going to get more of it.
I think you're right, Zeldin. They should have spread it out a little bit so it's not just this huge, annoying Laura chunk. You know what I mean? Where you're going to mix it up. Like, do mix it up. Yes, let's focus on other characters. That would be great. But if you focus too much on one character, if it's a show about all these people, then it can be a little annoying.
Well,
I still love this show. I think it's a great show, and I enjoy it. I can't wait to watch each episode, but I don't know. I just feel like we get it. You know what I mean? We get who she is and what she's about. And, like, you know, I'm looking forward to when we're focusing on other things is my point.
I got to say, Pete, I think Laura is maybe our second main character. Shadow's a main character, but so's Laura.
It should be Shadow on Wednesday. Those should be the 1-2.
Well, it's not.
Well, it should be.
You don't even know what Wednesday's deal is.
So what? You don't know anything about Zalbin's religion, really. So, I mean, what are we talking about here?
Yeah. Here, you want to hear something funny? This is getting a little off, but my daughter, who you guys know is 7 years old, not apropos of American Gods, because she's way too young to be watching American Gods, but she made a joke earlier today that I'm not going to say because it'll ruin something for Pete, where she figured out who Mr. Wednesday is.
Well, how did she figure out if she's never seen the show? Like, what is she walking around just randomly talking about days of the week? Like, how did she...
It came up naturally in conversation, and she figured it out. I don't want to get more specific than that.
Well, that's bullshit. You're bringing up something very general, not giving us enough information to really digest what you're saying.
What Alex is saying, Pete, is that the clues are right in front of your face. Like, Wednesday's a day of the week. There are other days of the week, and maybe there are some clues in there.
Right, right. Yeah, I get it. Zalvin's saying a 7-year-old is smarter than I am. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was saying. Thank you for catching on to it. See, you're almost as smart as a 7-year-old, Pete. So there you go.
Fuck both of you.
Yeah. So I actually want to contradict myself a little bit just based on what you were saying, Pete.
Please do.
I still don't think this is a Laura-focused episode. There was stuff happening with her, and there's some big stuff happening in the modern era that I think we should get to in a little bit.
So there was Laura and then freckle-faced Laura, but it's still kind of Laura, guys.
It was not freckle-faced Laura. It was a different character.
Right.
But a totally different character who didn't look like her.
Looks very similar. Thank you. Yes.
No.
No, I said no. I said she does not. She's red hair and freckles. She wears different clothes.
Also, I mean, I should point that out. She's a different person.
No. Yeah.
Nope.
No.
All right. But this was more, I see this as what they've been doing every episode, or almost every episode, is exploring the different ways that gods are worshipped. And certainly from our American perspective, we don't necessarily think about leprechauns, or to use Justin's term, fairy folk, as gods, but the show treats Mad Sweeney that way. And the thing that was very interesting about this is she was the only person worshiping him. You know, probably not back in Ireland, not back in England, not back in the United Kingdom. But by the time she ended up in America, he tells her at the end of his life that she was the only person that kept with him, that kept him there, that brought him to America. And that's fascinating. That's really interesting.
I love that. I leave a little bread and milk on my windowsill every night.
Oh, that's where that's coming from. It's delicious, by the way.
Oh yeah, you're eating it. Oh okay.
Yeah, I'm eating it. I'm not.
You're my little leprechaun.
Fairy folk.
I am going to bring you some marshmallows.
Cool. That's what I want.
Yeah. Well, so let's talk about the stuff of the modern era, because there, Laura and Mad Sweeney. First of all, I just want to say I was bummed to see Salim leave. They very early in the episode dismiss Salim and are like, don't worry about it. You go find your gin. You got to go to fuck him in his cave of wonders. Enjoy yourself. But
no,
I was really enjoying seeing them as a trio, and I was looking forward to more of that. So I was bummed to see that break up so early.
I agree that it sucks that that character left for the time being. But I thought the way that they did that said a lot about Laura growing as a character and looking out for others and being like, hey, you know what? As soon as she could, she let him off the hook. And I thought that was really cool of her.
Yeah, I think a lot of that, their interactions were about like what you owe in worship. And she's like, you have no obligation. Go try to meet your jinn. Yeah. And Matt Sweeney's the same way. He's like, he's the opposite. Sorry. He's like, you're obligated to do this, because he has a very rigid understanding of worship and what that means for him.
But you also saw in a great moment for him, Mad Sweeney, when, you know, they got in the car accident.
Yeah, well, let's jump ahead and talk about that. So they get in a car accident because there's a bunny coming across the road. By the way, what do you think was going on with the bunny? Is that another god? Is that somebody tripping them up? Or is it just random bunny on the road?
Bunnies are mysterious.
Yeah,
but white rabbit.
Yeah, I thought like rabbit's foot, like something like that. I don't know. I thought it was the gods messing with him.
Well, and isn't Mad Sweeney, since he lost his coin, unlucky?
That's true.
Lost his luck, so I think that was maybe.
He is unlucky. I will say, though, I don't think this is a spoiler because the information is out there, but next episode, we are going to meet a new god named Easter. So it's possible that's connected in some way. I don't know, because I haven't watched ahead or anything like that. But
are you saying you have watched it?
No, I have not watched ahead.
Sounds like a lie.
Yeah,
I haven't watched ahead, but this is definitely what's happening because I watched ahead. No, I really haven't watched ahead. So,
Bonnie and Easter. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Hey, that's traditionally the whole thing with Easter, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's literally the only thing about Easter is bunnies.
Yep.
It's just a big bunny holiday. I know that because I'm Jewish.
Yes, exactly. That's what I was getting at.
Yeah, thank you. So the bunny runs them off the road, possibly connected to Easter, maybe not. We'll definitely see. And then Laura gets split open and the coin pops out and we learn some important information about Mad Sweeney and Laura. Do you guys want to talk about that at all?
Yeah, sure. We get a flashback when Mad Sweeney, standing over Laura's now dead body, picks up the coin and is about to walk on his way because he got everything he wanted from her. And we see a flashback of the night Laura died initially with Dane Cook, the actual Dane Cook who died tragically.
Right. Rip Dane Cook.
No, he did not
die. I mean, I got to say, when he died, it was quite the shocker.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
You happy with yourself?
I am very happy.
He should have at least given her one last tourgasm.
Oh, come on, dude. Come on.
Before he died. So it turns out Matt Sweeney, he's talking to a raven and says, I did it. Like he arranged the car accident. And he's talking to that raven because that raven belongs to somebody.
Yeah, perhaps Wednesday.
A god. Wednesday, yeah.
Yep.
A god with a raven, or maybe two ravens.
Yep.
Huh.
Huh.
What a clue.
Yeah, this doesn't.
Yeah, if only somebody knew more about gods and days of the week, I could put this shit together.
Yeah.
Well, what are your favorite days of the week?
Friday.
Oh, cool.
Cool. Well, let me ask you.
Tuesday, by the way.
Yeah? Okay, but no other days? Again. There's no other days that you particularly like of the week?
All right, Saturday, Sunday are nice.
Great. Still cool.
Let's take a different tack. Pete, what's one of your favorite things to talk about?
Rage, bullets.
Sure. Yeah. Okay, so we do a show. We do a live show every week. What's the live show about?
Comics.
Oh, okay. And what's a major comic book publisher?
Marvel.
Mm-hmm. And what are some
this
of
this is like we're playing Mad Libs.
Yeah,
what this are, is
what
great.
Are,
this is
what
fun.
Are some of your favorite Marvel characters? What are some of the most popular Marvel characters, would you say?
Hulk.
Sure.
Wolverine. Punisher. Like,
what character would you like to just get hammered with?
Thor.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
And what a fun answer that would be.
Yeah, that would be fun. Anyway, we should probably get back to this so we find
out. Wait, you're saying that Thor is Wednesday?
Nope.
No, well, let's talk about it on Thursday.
Oh, my God, Pete. All right, so
I don't know a god who sounds like Wednesday. Otherwise, I would have guessed that already.
All right. Well, just you keep mulling all of this stuff over in your mind. We're going to move on and talk about – what are we going to talk about? Anything else you guys want to say about the episode before we move on?
I love the moment. So the episode ends where Mad Sweeney, puts the coin back into Laura like a vending machine. She comes back to life and they continue on their way. So he brought her back to life, perhaps out of obligation.
No, I think it was a nice moment for Mad Sweeney to show that he's not so mad, that he cares. I think it was a nice moment for that character to be like, I could just take this coin, but I think I'm going to do what I gave my word on and said that I'm going to get this coin the right way and not the wrong way.
Right. He's more of a sad Sweeney than you're saying, right?
No, I think Mad Sweeney is a great name for him, but I just, you know, doesn't mean you have to be mad all the time.
Good advice, take it yourself. Oh, so you're saying he's Rad Sweeney.
Yeah, he's Daniel Rad Sweeney.
Cool. With all these terrible jokes you're making, Justin, you're like Dad Sweeney.
Cool.
Yeah.
Look out your window and see all those plaid Sweeneys going by.
All right, let's move on. We don't have any Gmail Godmail this week because we lost it. But if you guys have any questions or thoughts on the episodes or the show in general, either hit us up on Twitter at Comic Book Live or on our email, comicbookclublive@gmail.com. We'll answer on the show. Let's move on to our last section, which is God of the Episode. Justin, who was your God of the Episode?
I'm going to go with Jaquel, Curveball. Jaquel's the guy who's writing down all these Coming to America stories, and I love that he narrates the episode. His voice was great. It reminded me of the old like Disney Sunday movie or like Jim Henson's this is called like Storytellers or whatever it was. When I was a kid, like these great like sci-fi fantasy hour-long episodes. So I love getting back to that. He's great.
Yeah. Pete, what about you?
I'm going to say Mad Sweeney. I thought this was a good – we got to know a lot about him as a character, and it was nice to see him making, like, good choices, you know?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm going to choose Wednesday. Just love those birds, however they connect to him. No idea, but it'll be really interesting to find out who he is and what's going on with him. So that's definitely my choice. All right, guys.
Nice.
Thanks so much for listening. If you want to support this show and other shows that we do, patreon.com/comicbookclub. We'll mention your name on the show, send you some fun prizes and other things like that. Also, we do a live show, as we mentioned, every Tuesday night in New York that's totally free at 8 p.m. at the Pit Loft. So check that out. Come on by. Say hello. We'll talk American Gods in person. Pete, what else do you want to plug?
Friend us on Facebook so you get to know about the amazing guests that we have on the show.
Follow us on Twitter at Comic Book Live.
Check us out at comicbookclublive.com. And you ain't never had a fuck like me.
Wow. You are so creepy.